Disc 11.
That day, the company got the news that President Roosevelt had died. Winters wrote in his daybook, "Sergeant Malley of F Company, good news, made first sergeant. Bad news, President Roosevelt died." "I had come to take Roosevelt for granted," Webster wrote his parents, "like spring and Easter lilies. And now that he is gone, I feel a little lost." Eisenhower ordered all unit commanders to hold a short memorial service for Roosevelt on Sunday, April 14th. Easy Company did it by platoons. Lieutenant Foley, who never was much enamored with Roosevelt, gathered his platoon. He had a St. Joseph missal in his musette bag. In it he found a prayer. He read it out to the men and later claimed to be the only man who ever buried Franklin D. as a Catholic. Overall, Easy's time on the Rhine guarding the Ruhr pocket was boring. "Time hung so heavily," a disgusted Webster wrote, "that we began to have daily rifle inspections. Otherwise, we did nothing but stand guard on the crossroads at night and listen to a short current events lecture by Lieutenant Foley during the day." With their high energy level and the low demands on them, the men turned to sports. They found some rackets and balls and played tennis on a backyard court, or softball in a nearby field. Webster was no athlete, but he had a high level of curiosity. One day he realized the fulfillment of a lifetime ambition when he and Private John Janovec scaled a 250-foot-high factory smokestack. When they got to the top, they had a magnificent view across the river. To Webster, the Ruhr seemed absolutely lifeless, even though everywhere we looked, there were factories, foundries, steel mills, sugar plants, and sheet metal works. It looked like Chicago, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis decentralized. On April 18th, all German resistance in the Ruhr pocket came to an end. More than 325,000 German soldiers surrendered. Easy was put to guarding a displaced persons camp at Dormagen. There were Poles, Czechs, Belgians, Dutch, French, Russians, and others from different parts of Nazi-occupied Europe in the camp, tens of thousands. They lived in a common barracks, segregated by sex, crowded, all but starving in many cases, representing all ranges of age. Once liberated, their impulse was to catch up on their rest and their fun, so sadly lacking for the past few years. Webster reported that they were contentedly doing nothing. They had worked hard under the Germans and eaten little. Now they would rest.